This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and with me now is Alex Jones, and he's been doing a dynamite job breaking down the awakening of people. Of course, as he was talking about Kurt Russell, one of the things Kurt Russell said was, hey, dude, we need to have guns because if you're going to try to pull something, you need to be worried about what I'm going to do. And that's exactly what Alex was talking about.
Anyone on to say this is for a corrupt government.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's come out with more stuff as they attack him, doubling down. And that's the spirit. And so they're really trying to intimidate prominent people. Because if Hollywood starts going public and saying, we're not liberal, we're not conservative, we're patriots, that unifies America, 1776, we want freedom, we want lower taxes, we don't want global banks exempt, we don't want bailouts, we don't want all these foreign wars, we don't want to fund Al-Qaeda, that unifies America. Unifies black, white, police, citizen, everybody, teacher, you know, doctor, lawyer, it doesn't matter. Come together, folks. But to see that all the sniveling enemies they've got in the controlled media that have been given the green light, I mean, stuff they'd never do, just stuff we can win lawsuits all day, it shows they're going for broke. I mean, they are going for broke. They have been authorized because this is government directed. Just like vaccine makers put out stuff, they're directed to, you know, put all sorts of horrible stuff in because they've been given immunity. Well, these people haven't been given immunity from God. They haven't been given immunity from justice and the law of nature. And we are the response to that. You are the response to that. So we have new listeners, though, they're like, yeah, right, a credit score for your political views and criticizing the government. And if your friends aren't the proper people, your score gets lowered. Oh, yeah, that's not happening. I know we have new listeners that are still in denial. Here's BBC, October 2015. This is months ago. China social credit. Beijing sets up huge system. And it goes through and admits it all and acts like it's good. See, because England is bringing in this stuff where you go out to a draw Prophet Muhammad event at a church and everybody gets arrested. And then you're not allowed to. That disturbs the peace. That's going to upset somebody. Your free speech. Free speech came out of Magna Carta 1215. Tony Blair, before he left office, said, I'm proud of the fact that I killed Magna Carta. That was a headline. My goal is to kill Magna Carta. In 1996, when he got elected. Years later, he said, I killed Magna Carta. I mean, these are declarations of naked tyranny. And so you can go read the story at drudgereport.com where it actually admits all this. And this is the ultimate form of wearing a yellow armband on your arm. I mean, I'm telling you, we need to go down to UT and actually say, we're going to have conservatives and gun owners wear armbands, or we're going to show people that have said racist things have to wear armbands so we know who they are. And you say, Obama wants it. Or it's for Hillary. In Austin, it's 8 out of 10 will sign it. In L.A., 9 out of 10. These are real interviews we do. I mean, we show you people going, yeah, we should abort kids up to age 3. For Obama, we want to abort children up to age 3. Absolutely. Because, again, they're under mind control. They feel like winners because they're part of the winning team, even though it's screwing them over, taking their future, bankrupting them. They don't have any solidarity because they were never taught kinship, honor. They were never taught how business is really done on handshakes, on people knowing you're for real. They killed real culture. And I just see these floundering men everywhere and floundering women that don't understand how the world really works, folks. Even if you were a sociopath, because a lot of sociopaths think they get ahead in this system not caring about anybody. You actually really get ahead long-term caring about folks, building real communities. And the fake left gets a lot of the good, well-meaning people under their control with that message. If you want to be a real classical liberal, folks, join the InfoWar. And that doesn't mean join my view or my InfoWar. But get into this and understand they're coming for the freedom. They already set up Obamacare written by foreign insurance companies that's a giant screw job. Written by the Republicans. The Democrats love it because their guy says he put his name on it. Just admit you're chumps. I admit I've been chumped before. I admit I've been conned before. I mean, you got to come to grips with that. David Knight, Merry Christmas. God bless you and your family.
Thank you.
Give my best to your wife. and all her great work for the InfoWar. You're going to come back and cover a lot coming up. And I'll see everybody with special reports at InfoWars.com, Facebook mentions while we still have it, and more throughout the next few days. But spread the word now, folks. Don't take this info for granted. They're coming for our rights. They're coming.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this December 23rd, 2015. As you just heard from Alex Jones, we are in a war. It's time for you to stand up. It's time for you to pass information around. It's time for you to educate people. One of the best ways you can do that is with a subscription to Prison Planet TV. And, of course, it's something that will make your Christmas shopping very easy if you give it as a gift. You can get right now. We have our best special. We always do a year-end special. Right now, we got the best one we've ever had. 6 months for free. 6 months for free if you get an annual subscription. That's only 10 cents a day. What do you get for that? Where you get access to all of Alex Jones's documentaries, that's where you really get the background information to wake people up. We can cover the news here, but we can't always go back all the way back into the background of everything. That's what's so wonderful about documentaries. And, of course, we have all of Alex's ebooks there, as well as the special reports that we all do there. You can stream that on a computer, telephone, or cell phone, a tablet. Also on Roku and Boxy. Again, you can get that 6 months for free if you get an annual subscription right now. Prison Planet TV, a great way to finish up your Christmas shopping. A great gift to give people to wake them up. Because Alex was just talking about Kurt Russell, talking about how he just gave another interview. Speaking with the journalist Marlo Stern, he says, I'm a hardcore libertarian. Great to hear that. Because, you know, it was really good to hear him, as I pointed out when Alex and I were talking about this, when he did that interview with Jeffrey Wells, and Jeffrey Wells kept pushing him on the gun issue, pushing. And Kurt wanted to talk about the movie that he's doing, Hateful Eight. And finally, he just lost it. He goes, look, I understand where you're coming from. He kept saying, you know, it's a movie. It's set in the Civil War. It's a piece of art. It's like a painting, or it's like a piece of music or something. You're trying to make this political. I'm trying to talk about the movie. But that's all the guy wanted to talk about was the movie. He wanted to put it in the perspective, saying we need to take people's guns because we've had this terrorist shooting in San Bernardino. And he says, look, you're going to have people have guns for a reason. He goes, you need to understand that if somebody's there, they need to know, just like in a hockey game, if I'm coming at the goalie, he's wondering what I'm going to do. So these people need to wonder what we're going to do. Then he broke it down further. He started talking about the founding fathers in a subsequent interview. But this is what he had to say with Marlo Stern. He said, I'm not a Bill Maher libertarian. That's faux libertarianism. The other thing I found is that a lot of liberals in Hollywood are faux liberals. Yeah, like people who will just follow the crowd. They want the guy with that uniform. A lot of Republicans in Hollywood are faux conservatives. He says, when I was a young guy, I was finding myself not quite being able to see the things that were going on and buying into a political culture. I didn't know what to do, so I finally said, hey, why don't I go back and see what the founding fathers were all about, see how that stacked up, because then I found libertarianism. They were pretty radical guys. They were damn smart. I just believe in that old-time stuff. I think they had great ideas. Me too. You know, when I looked at this, it was amazing to me to go back and to read some of the things that Thomas Jefferson wrote. I mean, one of the things that really just made me sit up and pay attention, I remember my wife got a book for me that had all the inaugural addresses of the presidents. And I was sick at the time, so I had nothing better to do. I mean, it's kind of a dry read, you would think, wouldn't you? But when I got to Thomas Jefferson, and he said, I'm proud to announce, and this is the beginning of his second term, I'm proud to announce that by eliminating useless offices and other things, we have been able to eliminate all internal taxation in the United States. So we can say, what laborer, what farmer, what mechanic knows a tax man? Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful stuff. That was his goal. We could do that again, you know. We could eliminate the income tax. You're going to talk about libertarians? Let's talk about Harry Brown, ran a couple of times on the Libertarian Party. And he had a very good insight. At the time, he said, you know, he went back, he did the numbers, and he said, what would it take to eliminate the income tax completely? How far would we have to roll government back, government spending? And it's just a couple of years. And he said, would you, and today, I did the numbers myself, today, because if you look at the amount of money that comes in from the personal income tax, the percentage of what they spend, and you take that back, and you take the budget back, a proportionate amount, you'd have to go back to 2004. Could we live with a government that was the size that it was in 2004? Would that be a total catastrophe? Were we dying in the streets when we didn't have a gigantic government like we do today? Of course, they're growing by leaps and bounds, aren't they? Republicans and Democrats are pushing for that. But we could get rid, I mean, not talking about playing with the tax brackets and saying, well, anybody that makes this much or more, we're going to go to this percentage or that percentage. Now, that's what they get down all that detail, and they all argue about that on the GOP debate. Or what. Now, I've got a better tax plan than this guy. Hey, how about a tax plan that gets rid of the personal income tax completely and backs it up with only enough cuts to go back to the size that it was in 2004? Now, see, that's what libertarianism is about. Libertarianism is about making sure that you're not a slave of the government, that the government serves you, that the government is there to protect your individual liberties. That's how we started out with this. Now, I want to talk about something that, before I go to the drug war, yeah, to back up what Kurt Russell was saying. You know, he said, you know, there's a lot of faux conservatives out there. There's a lot of faux Republicans in Hollywood. Yeah, there's a lot of faux conservatives and liberals everywhere. It's not just Hollywood. It's everywhere. There are people out there who say, oh, well, you know, I'm voting Democrat because I like this policy, or I'm voting Republican because I like this policy. But when their guy gets in and violates their principles, they'll give him a pass because they're Republican or a Democrat. We do have some real liberals out there who will stand up and fight it, like I mentioned to Alex in the last segment when he was there. John Cusack opposed very vehemently Obama's moves against civil liberties. Mm-hmm. He's not going to play the party line. I want to play for you a new Republican senator that got elected. He recently just started, gave some of his first speeches. I think his first one was back in mid-November. I'm not sure if it was this speech or not. It's a 15-minute speech. I just want to play you the first 1 minute of it. This is Senator Ben Sasse from Nebraska. And he talks about the danger of signing on to government by executive order from the president. How dangerous is that? That, folks, is dictatorship. Dictators are essentially people who speak the law. The law is in their mouth. Whatever they say goes. They don't have a legislative procedure. They don't have a Congress that's going to enact this or a legislature. They just say it, and it's law. That is fundamentally what executive orders are about. It's a violation of the Constitution. It's a violation of everything we've come to understand what democracy and good government and a republic is all about. And that is that we have a rule of law, we protect individual liberty, and we have principles in this country. Let's listen to what this Republican senator says to both Republicans and to Democrats.
Imagine President Trump has been propelled into the White House with 300 electoral votes, having won mainly by the force of his personality, by calling BS on this town, and by his promise to get things done by acting unilaterally. The first 100 days are huge. He signs an order that turns the Peace Corps into stonemasons to build the Southern Wall. He shutters the Department of Education, and by executive order, he turns the Department of Interior into the classiest oil company the world has ever known. What happens next? Would those who've stayed silent about executive overreach over the last 7 years suddenly find religion? After years of legislative atrophy, would Congress spring into action and remember its supposed power of the purse? And what about Republicans? After having raged against a supposedly lawless president, would many suddenly find that they're actually okay with a strongman president so long as he's wearing the same colored jersey they are?
Exactly. Great speech. And he goes on unpacking that for the senators who really, most of them don't care. It's really for the American people. A great new senator, Ben Sasse, and what he's pointing out to them is you want to stand by and let this guy get away with being a dictator because he wears your team uniform? Guess what? You're going to get a dictator who stands against everything that you believe, and the other side is going to support him as well. That's one of the reasons why the Republicans don't impeach Obama when he exceeds his constitutional authority. Because they're waiting in line, because they want that same kind of power. That's what we've seen in the Speaker of the House situation. We saw them complain about Nancy Pelosi dumping massive, multi-thousand-page bills on them at the very last minute, saying, you got to pass this. We only got 24 hours. You got to pass this, or we're going to shut the government down. Then what did they do with Boehner? He did exactly the same thing. And here we are now. We've got Paul Ryano. The very first thing that he does is a massive, massive spending bill. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. But I want to talk first about what's going on with our new drug czar. And as a way of introducing this, I'm going to come back. Well, I still got a couple of minutes in this segment. Here's an article from the Washington Post. The pot business may be legal, but newspapers cannot run ads for it, says the U.S. Postal Service. They say newspapers in half the states are breaking the law if they mail publications containing ads for marijuana products, even though the states have legalized pot, says the U.S. Post Office. Now, they make an interesting admission in this. They say it's still legal, still illegal under federal law. Understand that. The feds are not going in and arresting people in Colorado, Washington, and Oregon for violating this law. Why are they not arresting them if it's still illegal under federal law? Why do we have a drug czar who goes on 60 Minutes this last weekend and says, don't call me drug czar. I don't like to be associated with the kind of failed policies that we've had. And the guy says, really? Failed policies? He goes, yes, it's a total failure. But he's not going to stop it. He's not going to stop it. He's going to continue doing it because, you know, part he is required in that position. We're going to talk about that when we come back. He's required in that position to never do anything again to support drugs that are illegal. He can't even fund studies to see if any of the drugs that are on Schedule 1 have any uses. Understand where these things came from. Just like we're talking about with the climate change, this is Alex was talking about with the movement of our police under a UN agenda, with the movement of climate as a UN agenda. The drug war was a UN agenda. Understand that. Conservatives need to understand those four schedules, those magic schedules, Schedule 1 through 4, where they categorize all these drugs. That was laid out verbatim by the United Nations 10 years before it was repeated verbatim by Richard Nixon as he began and declared the war on drugs. When we come back, we're going to break that down for you. We'll be right back.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Ho, ho, ho. Katie is ready for the holiday season. Get your gift certificates now. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com for our best Christmas deals. Come and take it.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Wave to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to go back to what I was just talking about in the last segment, the Washington Post article saying that the pot business may be legal in many states, But now the U.S. Postal Service is sending out notifications to newspapers that they cannot run ads for what has been declared in their state as a legal business. And this brings up a core issue on how we get our freedom back. Many people on the right get motivated by guns. Many people on the left get motivated by this insane war on drugs. We've got a drug czar who went on CBS 60 Minutes this last Sunday and said, "Don't call me a drug czar." He says, reminds me of an authoritarian approach he doesn't like. I'm putting words in his mouth. What he says is, go quote, "It's failed policies and failed practices for the last 44 years that this has been involved with us." And I just have to say to the conservatives who support this insane failed policy that this is a UN agenda. You need to understand where this is coming from. You need to understand why they did this. And of course, he talks about it in terms of it being failed. He says it's given us a costly, bloated prison system. It has failed to curtail Americans' drug habits. Yeah, that's the obvious outcome about it. But also understand that this has given us a militarized police force to fight this war that they have declared on American users. This is far worse than alcohol prohibition. They never went after the users with that. They never militarized the police with that. It didn't last that long. Interestingly, though, it was done constitutionally, unlike this. Now, when we go back to the story, this is what brings up the interesting legal issues. They point out that in November, in Portland, the postal district there issued a memo to newspaper publishers telling them they're breaking the law by running ads for pot and then using the U.S. mail to deliver their papers. Well, what about that? Democrats in the state were upset about that. They said the agency should respect the voters' decisions to legalize pot. Well, why would they respect that? They don't respect the Constitution they swore to. They said in this article from the Washington Post, there's a twist. The Postal Service apparently has no authority to stop the mailers if their publications contain pot ads. The new policy directs postmasters to send a report to the local Postal Inspection Service, the law enforcement arm of the post office. Well, guess what? Not only do they not have any authority to do anything about this, they don't have any authority for their entire prohibition war. Just as I said, how did we get two of the 20-some-odd amendments that are in the Constitution? One of them gave specific authority to outlaw alcohol. Why did they need that? Why did they go to all the trouble to create a constitutional amendment? It's because there is no authority for the federal government to prohibit anything. Understand that, anything. And that includes your prescription drugs with the FDA, because the FDA has got their own prohibition program going as well. So they have this illegal war on drugs. We've got two constitutional amendments. One of them to prohibit, give them the power and the authority to prohibit alcohol. Another one to revoke that. Those are two of the 20-some-odd amendments. But we don't have any amendment for pot. We don't have one for heroin or cocaine or any of these things. Now, the interesting thing that this guy had to say, as I pointed out, was, okay, we've got a giant prison system. Yeah, talk about it being bloated. We got more people per capita than any country in the history of the world, many times more than you see in authoritarian regimes like China. And it hasn't done anything to get people off drugs, but it's given us a militarized police force. It's given us corrupted law enforcement and court systems where they act as thieves on the road with the fiction of civil asset forfeiture, where they do not give you due process. They say, no, this is a civil action. I'm coming after your property. You see them saying, the U.S. versus a stack of cash and certain denominations, the U.S. versus a car, the U.S. versus a plane. They just steal your property under the legal fiction, and it is total fiction, that somehow it was involved in this crime. That is a lie. That is an Alice in Wonderland lie. It has absolutely corrupted our legal system. It has turned our police who use this, who often fund their police departments off of this, it has turned them into highway robbers. It's also given a lucrative monopoly to organized crime, and it has had, not only has it not stopped drug use, but understand that just like alcohol, it has increased the intensity of what they're trying to prohibit. It always does that. And it increases the diversity and the availability of it when you create a black market out of something. And so this guy comes back, and he comes at it from a perspective. This is Michael Botticelli. He's now the current drug czar. And he says that he takes this position because he was once an alcoholic. Now, how did he get off of that? Would he have been saved by an amendment to prohibit alcohol? No, of course he wouldn't. But he went through it with He had to confront this. He says he was arrested. He lost his apartment. He lost all of his money. The judge said to him, well, you can continue to lose everything and go to jail, or you can get some help. And at that point, he went to AA. And he talks about how we need to treat this as a medical issue. Exactly right. But he will not stop treating it like it's a law enforcement issue. That's the problem. That's the lie. They're trying to save face by talking about this because they don't want you to realize they have no legal authority. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Soon Christmas would have come and gone, and with it, 2015. Now is the time to give the gift of amazing health this Christmas and New Year's season. Many of you have experienced or you've heard about the amazing benefits from the exclusive formulations available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now is your chance to share them with those you love and take advantage of unprecedented specials. You will find the InfoWars Life Essentials Pack with X2 Super Male and Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver for 33% off. You'll also find other specials like the Deep Cleanse Pack with Deep Cleanse, Oxy Powder, and Living Defense for 28% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. Read the 5-star reviews. See the informational videos. Add your friends and family members' addresses on checkout, and we'll ship their gifts directly to them. We went the extra light year to bring you the true game-changing products, and they're all available this Christmas season. InfoWarsLife.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we were just talking about this new drug czar, the fact that he says we're in a failed policy, a failed war on drugs going on for 44 years. And, of course, this is something, the office that he is in right now was created in 1988. It was a bipartisan effort. The first time the term drug czar, which this current drug czar, Michael Botticelli, doesn't like, first time that was used in the media publicly was by Joe Biden. See, that's the guys on the inside, the guys who push these head fakes, these illegal, unauthorized, unconstitutional, massive movements from the United Nations. These guys get rewarded with vice presidencies and that sort of thing, okay? It was also enacted first by George H.W. Bush. Let me tell you something. This ought to be anathema to liberals, just in terms of the legal situations, the mandatory minimums, the number of people that they lock up who are innocent people. It ought to be anathema to conservatives, the fact that the government would come in and confiscate your property, things like cars, airplanes, without even charging you with a crime, let alone finding you convicted. They ought to be concerned about that encroachment on their property. They ought to be concerned about how much this costs. This guy has been alcohol-free. That's why he's talking about treatment. He's been alcohol-free for 27 years, but now he's in charge of a $26 billion budget. $26 billion budget, 15 government agencies to wage this idiotic war on drugs that was created by the United Nations. That's another reason for conservatives to oppose this. Understand that by law, the drug czar must oppose any attempt to legalize the use in any form of illicit drugs. They cannot even appropriate any funds to study any of these drugs to see if they have reasonable uses. And of course, they do. And, of course, we know that marijuana, even though it's a Schedule I drug, which says there is no medical use for this drug, we know that's a lie. Everything about this is based on a lie, and conservatives and liberals need to call this for what it is. They need to say the drug czar has no clothes. Now, I want to go to a quick video report here. This is an article about cops demolishing a single mom's home by mistake, destroying the children's Christmas presents and offering no help. What is this based on? Where did we get this kind of action? This is a product of the war on drugs, these SWAT teams that smash into people's homes. Let's play that report.
It's not pretty.
Vonda Macklin picks up the pieces.
It's like a destroying of your dream, you know?
After authorities tore up her neighbor's home, poking holes in the walls with an armored military vehicle to coax out the suspect, Joplin Honky member Doug Alexis. Cherokee County Sheriff David Grove says when authorities first entered the home, they used an infrared camera and discovered heat coming from the attic.
It appeared, using that tool, that there was somebody in the attic. As it turns out, now we know that that was incorrect, but nonetheless, that was the information we were operating under at the time.
The standoff lasted more than 20 hours. Although it was long, Sheriff Grove says waiting it out was the safest strategy for law enforcement and residents.
Some may suggest you just rush in and we could have cleared that house in a matter of minutes, and that's true. But if there was a suspect in there and he was shot one of our officers, or something else happened and he was able to breach the perimeter and jeopardize the safety of the residents nearby, that's not a risk I'm willing to take.
Vonda says the homeowner repeatedly told authorities Alexis was not inside.
You know, obviously, they didn't know, you know, this going by somebody's tip that obviously wasn't a good tip.
Friends and neighbors like Vonda collect the family's belongings and board up the windows to deter looters. She says the single mother of six is devastated after this ordeal.
Probably the most hardest part of seeing them is rip her Christmas tree up and, you know, and out the window it goes.
Ingelina Diane Gerstenwald, Fox 14 News.
That is a perfect metaphor for what the war on drugs is doing to our country as a whole. Here these guys show up, there's some boogeyman they think in the attic, he's not even there. They pull back out, surround the house, do a siege for 20 hours, and then come back in and proceed to destroy everything in the house. They said it's like destroying your dream, you know, she said. Probably the hardest thing is seeing that they rip the Christmas tree apart and out the window it goes. They say instead of apologizing or offering to help clean up the mess, this guy said, referred them to some vague FBI program, they say, that allegedly cleans up after cops wrongfully destroy a person's home. What about when they wrongfully kill somebody? So these no-knock, militarized raids are a product of this insane, ineffective war on drugs. It's not helping anybody. It is destroying our country. And now they're taking it to the next level with this, quote-unquote, war on terrorism. Now, just to let you know, there is a Free Thought Project that has started a GoFundMe campaign to help Ms. Lane and her children. So you might want to take a look at that, see if you can help these people. But let's do something to help our country. Let's do something to keep this from continually victimizing people. This war on drugs is insane. And, of course, it also involves the FDA. The FDA wants to come in and say, well, you know, even though you're a cancer patient and you're on a, you know, you've got a life-threatening disease, we're not going to give you access to this until we allow it, until we test it. See, everything is prohibited unless expressly permitted. That is exactly upside down from the way our country was set up. Now, I want to go to this report without taking any more time because I want to be able to play the full thing. As Alex was talking about, we had I did a report a couple of years ago called It's a Wonderful Lie. based on It's a Wonderful Life, because the Federal Reserve is based on a fundamental lie. It was 100th anniversary at the time we did it. And, of course, this was something that was ushered in the wee hours of the morning on Christmas Eve, just as we saw Obama push through the NDAA on a New Year's Eve. We see this kind of stuff happening. I think, personally, that they're going to do that with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I think there's a very good chance they'll do that this year. Who knows? They're always pushing this kind of stuff through. But this breaks us down, and it was very interesting because it continually got taken down. You can now see it on, because they've given us so much trouble on the main channel, we don't put it on that anymore. We put it on our side channel. It's InfoWars News HD. That's my YouTube channel there, so you can see it there. We're going to play it for you right now. It's a Wonderful Lie.
Over the last 100 years, the Federal Reserve has created bubbles and burst them, enslaved us with debt, and destroyed our purchasing power through inflation. Yes, it's been a wonderful lie for the bankers. There are striking parallels in Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life to the lies and tricks that real bankers use to create the Federal Reserve. Human nature doesn't change, and the greedy elite of 1913 and 2013 look and act a lot like Potter, the banker in the movie. And many Americans are left like George Bailey, staring into the abyss as their dreams collapse and they face financial ruin. Do we live in a country that looks a lot more like Pottersville than Bedford Falls? What does Frank Capra's film show us about how we got here and how we can get out? When the Federal Reserve was created 2 days before Christmas 100 years ago, it was a culmination of 6 years of fraud, fear, and manipulation.
I've never really seen one, but that's got all the earmarks of being a run.
The panic of 1907 was used to shape public support for the Fed. The panic was triggered by rumors that two major banks were about to become insolvent, just as we see in the movie.
George, there is a rumor around town that you close your doors. Is that true? I am going all out to help in this crisis. I have just guaranteed the bank sufficient funds to meet their needs. They will close up for a week and then reopen.
Just took over the bank.
I may lose a fortune, but I am willing to guarantee your people, too. Just tell them to bring their shares over here, and I will pay 50 cents on the dollar.
Oh, you never miss a trick, do you, Potter?
Unfortunately, J.P. Morgan got away with the deception and was able to shut down competitors and snapped up assets at fire sale prices.
Take during the Depression, for instance. You and I were the only ones that kept our heads. You saved the building loan. I saved all the rest.
Yes, well, most people say you stole all the rest.
The envious ones say that, George. The suckers.
Charles Lindbergh Sr. warned people at the time of the creation of the Federal Reserve that it would not stop boom and bust cycles, but would actually create them in order to benefit its private owners. Here's what he said. To cause high prices, all the Federal Reserve Board will be to lower the rediscount rate, producing an expansion of credit and a rising stock market. Then, when businessmen are adjusted to these conditions, it can check prosperity in mid-career by arbitrarily raising the rate of interest. It can cause a pendulum of a rising and falling market to swing gently back and forth, or cause violent fluctuations by a greater rate variation. And in either case, it will possess inside information as to the financial conditions and advanced knowledge of the coming change, either up or down. This is the strangest, most dangerous advantage ever placed in the hands of a special privileged class by any government that ever existed. The system is private, conducted for the sole purpose of obtaining the greatest possible profits from the use of other people's money. They know in advance when to create panics to their advantage, and they know when to stop panic. Inflation and deflation work equally well for them when they control the finance. As we see in the movie, not all lending institutions have the same motivations.
Now, you take this loan here, the Ernie Bishop. You know, that fellow that sits around all day on his brains in his taxi, you know. I happen to know the bank turned down this loan. But he comes here, and we're building him a house worth $5,000. Why?
Well, I handled that, Mr. Potter. You have all the papers there, his salary, insurance. I can personally vouch for his character.
Friend of yours.
Yes, sir.
You see, if you shoot pool with some employee here, you can come and borrow money. What does that get us? A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
As a former FDIC chair said, all too often the large banks use their models and their algorithms, and if you don't fit in their boxes, you don't get the loan. And Dodd-Frank legislation is tying the hands of small lenders shutting out buyers and shutting down lenders. Today, there are fewer lenders than at any time the government has kept records. 10,000 banks disappeared between 1984 and 2011.
This town needs this measly one-horse institution, if only to have some place where people can come without crawling to Potter. Come on.
In the movie, George gets to see what happens to the small town if Potter didn't have competition from credit unions and smaller lenders.
If it hadn't been for you...
Yeah, if it hadn't been for me, everybody would be a lot better off. My wife and my kids and my friends. And my... Look, little fella, why don't you go off and haunt somebody else?
Yeah, so you still think killing yourself would make everyone feel happier, right?
Well, I don't know. I guess you're right. I suppose it would have been better if I'd never been born at all.
Pottersville, the only businesses thriving are vice. People are angry. The town is filled with signs like, keep moving, keep off the grass. Bert the cop actually shoots at George when he's running away and is no threat to anyone.
Stand back!
Everyone is a renter. No one has a stake.
Now, you're Ernie Bishop, and you live in Bailey Park with your wife and kid.
Look, Bud, what's the idea? I live in a shack in Pottersville. My wife ran away 3 years ago and took the kid, and I ain't never seen you before in my life, see?
Private property and everyone having a stake is the antidote to Pottersville.
Here, you're all businessmen here. Don't it make them better citizens? Doesn't it make them better customers?
But whether it's the Trans-Pacific Partnership or a global carbon tax, the global elite don't see you as a stakeholder. They want to turn us all into serfs and treat us like cattle.
Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him, but to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Well, in my book, he died a much richer man than you'll ever be.
I'm not interested in your book. I'm talking about the building and loan.
I know very well what you're talking about. You're talking about something you can't get your fingers on.
Speaking of riches, do you find the salary amounts amusing when Potter tries to buy George off?
Let's look at your side. Young man, 27, 28, married, making, say, 40 a week.
45.
45. 45. George, I'll start you out at $20,000 a year.
$20,000 a year?
You wouldn't mind living in the nicest house in town? Buying your wife a lot of fine clothes? A couple of business trips to New York a year? Maybe once in a while Europe? You wouldn't mind that, would you, George?
Would I?
Even if George had saved a lot of his $20,000 salary, would it have bought much a couple of decades later? By even the government's very conservative estimate of inflation, the dollar has lost 90% of its value since 1947 when the movie was made. The Fed's deliberate inflation is devastating to anyone trying to accumulate wealth through hard work and saving. So what is the answer to all the George Baileys out there 100 years after the government gave control of our money supply to private bankers like Potter? Well, Potter had more money than he could spend, but would any of you want to be Potter?
You sit around here and you spin your little webs and you think the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't, Mr. Potter. In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say you were nothing but a scurvy little spider.
George Bailey finally sees how rich his own life is, as he sees the fruits of relationship, honesty, and compassion. And if the public can awaken to the lies of the Federal Reserve, if it could even be audited...
Well, hello, Mr. Bank Examiner!
It would be a huge step to breaking the chains that enslave all of us. But ultimately, it is God that changes minds and changes hearts. God hates oppression, and we can and should confidently pray that he will stop it.
I owe everything to George Bailey. Help him, dear Father. Joseph... Jesus and Mary, help my friend, Mr. Bailey.
Help my son, George, tonight.
He never thinks about himself, God. That's why he's in trouble.
George is a good guy. Give him a break, God.
I love him, dear Lord. Watch over him tonight.
Please, God, something's the matter with Daddy. Please bring Daddy back.
Dear Father in heaven.
not a praying man, but if you're a player and you can hear me, show me the way.
For the InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight.
And, of course, that was a report that they took down multiple times, as I pointed out with Alex Jones. I took those clips on YouTube that we used under fair use with commentary. I took those clips from the entire movie that at the time had been up for, I think it was 3 years, had over 800,000 views, and it was up on YouTube. Yet they continually would take that down. We'd ask other people to repost it because it became an issue. We wrote articles about it at the time. Other people would repost it. They would take it down. You can see it now after, and they continued to do that for about 7 months until we got into the summer. And then they took the restriction off of my channel, so I posted it again. And you can see that on InfoWars News HD. That's where it's living right now because we don't want to get another hit on that. But what it does that is so dangerous to them, why do they want to suppress that information? Why would they take down a small fair use commentary? Because it exposes the poverty of those who are so greedy, like Mr. Potter, those who control the Federal Reserve, those who have written this secret trade agreement that we still don't know exactly what's in it, those who seek to turn all of us into slaves, where only they are stakeholders, those who create the booms and the busts, just as we saw with Mr. Potter. That's what it exposes. That's what you need to understand. That's what we need to fight against. Stay with us. When we come back, we've got a couple of Christmas stories that involve Muslims on two different sides of the issue. I think you'll be interested to see this.
What is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All the leaves are gone.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In this last segment, I want to let you know, Rob Dew is going to be here in the fourth hour. He's going to be joined by Joe Biggs. They're going to talk about the latest TSA news and a gun surge in Germany. They're also going to have a guest, a student who wore one of our Hillary for Prison t-shirts to a Trump rally. She's interviewed by the media. We'll tell you what else happened with that. Of course, that's going to be in the fourth hour with Rob Dew. Also, before we go to a couple of stories that I've got about Christmas and Islam, two different sides of this issue, I think it's very important to understand. You're getting close to Christmas. There's not much time. One way that you can solve this problem and get something that is very useful, that advances your freedom, that helps us here at InfoWars as well, is to get 6 months for free when you get an annual subscription to Prison Planet TV. Every year we put on a sale. We give you several months for free. This is the most we've ever done. 6 months for free when you buy Prison Planet TV right now. In other words, get it half price. That means that it's just 10 cents a day. However, that helps to support our operation, and it also gives you, or whoever you give this to, it also gives them access to all of Alex Jones's documentaries. You can watch the news each night as it happens in HD. You can watch the documentaries in HD. You can see this on a computer, tablet, cell phone. You can stream it on Roku, Boxy, all that at Prison Planet TV, our best special ever on a membership and something that you can buy without even leaving your house. Now, this time of year, just as we're talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, just as we played that report about how the globalist elite want to turn us all into slaves to control us, I think it's interesting to look at this story. It was up on Drudge. Merry Christmas, Brunei. It was from the Washington Times, talking about one of our Muslim allies. This is the Sultan of Brunei. Of course, we seem to have an administration, and it's not just the Obama administration. They've been really bad about this, Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. But, of course, it went back to George W. Bush as well. They love to support these dictators. And they love to create wars in areas where Christians and Muslims have coexisted for centuries, to the extent that now in these areas that we have invaded, that we've had these failed interventions, now you basically don't have any Christians there anymore. But let's take a look at what's going on in Brunei. Of course, the Sultan of Brunei is a dictator. He has now threatened Muslims with 5 years in prison if they celebrate Christmas. How's that for a war on Christmas? Christians are told that their celebrations must remain secret or they will be jailed as well, because last year, Brunei implemented Sharia law. Offenses such as conversion to another religion from Islam are now punishable by religious courts. Next year, Brunei will introduce Islamic punishments of whipping and amputation for some offenses. Finally, Brunei will join Afghanistan, Iran, and Saudi Arabia, all our allies, okay, as nations that stone people to death for adultery or for insulting Muhammad or the Quran. And they point out that if you want to insult Brunei, well, good luck, because, first of all, you're not going to know what products are coming from Brunei if we buy anything from them because of the requirements of the Trans-Pacific Partnership if it gets pushed through. The Obama administration has included this brutal dictatorship under Sharia law, under this sultan. They've included them in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And as they point out in the Washington Times, under the TPP, it's even arguable that citizen boycotts of the products of a certain nation could open the individuals up to litigation, okay? And they point out Donald Trump has said that this is the Obama regime has negotiated a lousy deal. Look, it's not a deal, okay? It's not about free trade. This is a betrayal of sovereign nation, of our sovereignty. It's a betrayal of individual liberty on a number of different issues, on the freedom of the internet. It is not fundamentally even a bad trade deal because it's not fundamentally about trade. On the other hand, we have some Muslims just 2 days ago who shielded Christians on a Kenyan bus as they were being attacked by Al-Shabaab terrorists. This is on Monday. The Muslim passengers refused to identify the Christians, even gave them covering and other Islamic things to protect them, said, "If you want to kill us, then kill us. There's no Christians here." That's what we can do if we get rid of these dictators, and that's coming from the globalists and from our administration. Stay with us. Rob Dew will be right back.
Visit GCNLive.com today.